Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Pod Sauce, guys, your podcast discovery show. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt. We got a good show. I'm excited. We got on Leroy Luna. I had never heard of his podcast. His podcast is Excuse Me, That's Illegal. So Angie brought this one up. I checked it out.
She did.
It's good. It's funny. The guy is...
Wait, what was the first episode you listened to?
Mine was about a grocery store getting robbed by thousands of dollars.
This is hilarious. This is the first time that you and I got a podcast that we didn't know of beforehand, and we didn't pick the same
I know, right?
first episode.
Amazing. We're normally like, oh, I listened to the same one, so we got to talk about the same thing. But the guy, the way he delivers his stories, and so, you know, true crime is so big out there, and he's doing like anti-true crime. He's doing small-time crimes. It's pretty awesome.
But it's really good. I like his perspective. I like his take. He has like such a deadpan humor way of like delivering his news. In my particular episode, I'm not sure if you had one in yours, but in my episode, there was also like a drink of choice and how to make it. Needless to say, because of the global panorama, I got a fully stocked bar. So I'm going to have to give that drink a try. But yeah, it was a really, really good one. So I'm looking forward to talking to Leroy Luna, a host of Excuse. That is illegal. You know, he picks those random voices too whenever he does his podcast. So that's a shout out to you, Leroy. I got you.
I love it. All right, guys. We have Leroy and so much more coming up on Pod Sauce. Stick around. All right. Welcome back to Pod Sauce. I'm Dax Holt.
I am Alicia Renee.
And it is time to get into Alicia's Pick of the Week. Are you ready? You got a good one for me this week? I'm expecting some gold from you. No pressure. No pressure.
Not gold. Not while I'm out here doing my best. Well, I think you'll like it. I personally love it. My podcast pick of the week is actually a scripted podcast. You know, I like to mix things up, and as the resident actor, I'm a fan of this one. So this one is called Unwanted, which is created by Lamorne Morris. You guys all know him as Winston from New Girl, and Kyle Sherwin, who is a phenomenal writer and creator. This follows two slackers. It's actually starring Billy Magnuson. Did you ever see, I think it's called Fear. It's this new series on HBO. I want to say that's the name of his series. But anyways, the biggest one, Aladdin. So he played the prince. He played the prince.
In the new Aladdin movie?
Mm-hmm, with Will Smith.
Yeah. Of course.
A phenomenal
actor. I got two kids. Of course I watched the new Aladdin.
Of course you synced it. But just such a great actor, really great guy. Spent Thanksgiving with he and his brother recently, and it was such a good thing. But yeah, so it follows two slackers, Ben, played by Lamorne Morris, and Grant, played by Billy, as they attempt to escape a convicted murderer who to gain a prize of $1 million. And in the first episode, you may hear a voice that sounds familiar.
Are you in it, Leash?
I may be.
Are you in this podcast?
I may be. But it also, fans of New Girl will get a bit of nostalgia because it also has Jake Johnson. He's in there. And Quinn. What else? Who else? Batch, King Batch, he's in it. Just so many other amazing actors and talents, but it's such a dope concept. It actually is like number one as far as scripted comedies on the podcast chart. So I really hope you guys check it out for selfish reasons. Obviously, we always got to rep the home team and put it down for our family. But Unwanted is my podcast pick of the week.
You know, I haven't actually listened to like a scripted show. And so I'm interested in listening to this. Now, with your episode, if I go to find your episode, do I have to listen to it in order or can I listen to your episode and it's...
No, it's a series. Right. Okay. So you want to listen. Yeah. You want to listen to it in order because the way they did it, and they did such a beautiful, because when I was doing my part, I couldn't like see it in my mind because I wasn't familiar with a scripted podcast. I think Homecoming, which was a BBC original. And then, as you know, Prime like acquired it and they created it into a series starring Julia Roberts. But that was like one of the first scripted podcasts that came to like my knowledge. And so when we did this, I was kind of having a hard time like putting it together, like how it would flush out, but they could totally create the space. Like, the jingle is even amazing. I'm trying to remember that the name of the guy that did the theme song. I can't remember, but it's set like in the 80s. It gives you that whole 80s, early 90s feel. They completely create the atmosphere. I play a bartender and you can hear the ambiance. You can hear the atmosphere. I think hearing this podcast helped me to fall even more in love with podcasts because you find all the different ways that you can just put content out there and provide an escapism for everybody out there. And they audibly take you there. Like you can just hear it.
So it's like War of the Worlds on the radio back in the day. Take you there. You're taken to another level. And
it just reminds you of, talk radio back in the day, like how they used to do, themed shows, scripted shows back in the day. So do check out Unwanted. I feel that you'll love it. That is my podcast, Pick of the Week.
I love it. All right. And if you want to check out her podcast, Pick of the Week, you can head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have the link there directly to the full series on probably the Odyssey app.
It is on the Odyssey.
We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Pod Sauce, your podcast discovery show. I am excited to introduce to you guys our next host. Host of, excuse me, that's illegal, Leroy Luna. Hello.
How are you doing, everybody? Thanks for having me.
Well, we are excited to have you, buddy. We've been checking out your podcast. I did not know what to expect going into your podcast, and it is hilarious. It is really a funny podcast, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is about low-level crimes. Like, you're not doing, like, the true crime, like, that's saturating the marketplace. You're doing supermarkets that are getting robbed or just petty crimes out there, and you're covering
the highly inappropriate sex acts in public places.
Oh, exactly. So you'd say, like, probably the pinnacle, like the top would be serial killers, mass murderers, that kind of stuff. I'm opposite, all the way at the bottom, more like breaking bylaws and stuff like that. You know, it's like debatable. Like the thing I found shocking was a lot of the people, like I end up liking the perpetrators just as much as the victims, really, right? Because they're people just like you and I, who are maybe going through a rough day, or they had too much to drink, or a little bit of mental illness in there. But I mean, they're just regular people.
So how did you get the idea to cover the small petty crimes out there? Because I wouldn't even thought about it, because that's not necessarily what people are always into. But you do it in such a way that it pulls people in, and it's got quite a following already.
Yeah. Okay. Well, originally, my brother has a podcast called Dark Topic. Shout out. And he covers the hardcore murders and stuff. And he used to have me on his show as a guest occasionally. And I was like, yeah, I really like this, but there's so many podcasts out there. I need to think of something different. And it's kind of like, I kind of Google stuff like this to begin with. So it was nothing really new to me. And I thought, yeah, this would be like a good direction to go. So I just really rolled with it.
Does every episode have a recipe for a drink of choice? Or was that something that you just integrate in particular episodes?
No, not really. I don't know. I just drink while I do it sometimes. So yeah, it's
yeah,
just kind of goes along with it.
We all can drink. It's a party.
Yeah, I mean, this is my wife's office I'm in right now, but I do all the recording from the comfort of my closet, right? So I always say, coming at you straight out of the closet. But, like, yeah, I'm literally coming out of the closet because that's where
bit.
I record. Yeah, I got blankets all around there. It's a mess, really. But that's where I feel. I actually sit on a squatty potty. It's like my kids, they used it, you know, it's like this far from the ground, right? It's super low to the ground, so. It's a mess, but that's how I feel comfortable.
I'm laughing so hard because that's where I do my voiceovers. And I too, I'm not on a squatty potty, but I'm like on one of the cool stepping stools. So I'm imagining you doing like what I do in my closet. So that's why I'm laughing so hard.
What has been the funniest topic that you've discussed on your podcast or covered that is a crime that you're like, I can't even believe I'm recording this right now?
Okay, well, the second episode number two, was the Mad Pooper. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one.
Not yet.
But this was a female jogger in Colorado Springs. This was in the summer of 2017. So she targeted this one family's home numerous times, like four or five times a week for like a whole month. She would stop, pull down her pants, and take a dump on their front lawn. And like, there's a thing called runner's diarrhea, which is a real thing, right? Like, yeah, it could happen. But this family, like, they lived across the street from a park that had public washrooms. There was a gas station. Like, so she was targeting this place. They have kids. Like, the kids came out, walked out, and see this lady with her spandex shorts down around her ankles, right? And she would bring paper towel with her and wipe herself and carry on. And this, so the woman, she called the cops, and they're like, can you get a photo? Like, there's nothing we can really do here. So she took a couple pictures of the woman, like it was going around the internet, and she was never caught. Like, she did it for about a month. I guess it got too hot for her and she just took off.
Like, why were we, or you, I would say like run the sprinklers when you know she's coming around, but she probably would just look at it like a large bidet, you know?
Yeah. You could shoot her with something. Yeah, I don't know. But
just squirt guns out there.
Squirt,
Like a cat, like a little mister. Like a shoot, get out of my yard.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Charmin, you know, the toilet paper company Charmin, they tweeted. They're like, if the Mad Pooper will turn herself in, we'll give her a, I don't know if it was a lifetime supply or a year supply of toilet paper to help out with her runs, they said in care quotes there.
Can you imagine though showing up to like Charmin headquarters and be like, I'm the one that's been pooping in everyone's yards.
I'm here for Matisha. You know why.
Yeah.
There's something about your Canadian accent that makes a story so much more charming too. I love it. Where are you at in Canada?
I don't want to blow up my spot exactly, but I'm about
a boat. I love
I'm about
it.
An hour east of Toronto.
Okay.
So I don't even think of myself as having an accent, but yeah, all this weird stuff kind of comes. Same with people like, oh, I love your dad jokes. I'm like, dad jokes? What are you talking about? They're good jokes, aren't they?
They're Leroy jokes. But, knock it off.
Yeah.
One of the things that you have in your podcast is you will actually read Yelp reviews of the location of where the crime was committed. How did you decide to do that? Because you were reading some of these Yelp reviews, and I was in tears laughing because of the way you're reading, like, hateful comments on Yelp about locations.
Yeah, I don't know. I get very sarcastic, too. But I think the first time, I was just trying to fill up time. I'm like, oh, this episode's only, like, 19 minutes. It took place somewhere. I'm like, oh, well, why not check out a couple of reviews and see how that goes? And now it's, like, my favorite part of the show. I'm looking up reviews, like, all the time. So, yeah, that's how it happened. And I like to just make goofy voices and stuff, so I feel like it helps because I'm there by myself, right? I feel like I want to mix it up. I do what I can to mix it up like
you
that.
You started the podcast in 2020. Was it because of the pandemic, or was this something that you'd wanted to do for quite some time and then the pandemic just afforded you more time and opportunity?
Yeah, I hate getting grouped in with the pandemic people. I'm hoping, I think like a lot of people, it'll kind of fade out, right? It's people with their buds.
I don't say that as a bad thing. Right? Because you were constructive with the pandemic versus me. I gained 30 pounds. You know, I was not constructive. So,
yeah. I also, like, I work in a warehouse. I work midnights. Yeah, it's been business as usual with my actual job. So I don't have really extra spare time because of the pandemic or anything like that. Like, it's always been, I've just been procrastinating. I had the idea for a few years, but it took me a while to, like, pull the trigger on it. That's all.
So, Leroy, is there any podcast that you personally listen to that you could recommend to our audience, things that you're enjoying that you're like, oh, this is great. Maybe it's an underground podcast and not a lot of people know about. Anything out there?
Yeah. Well, of course, I mean, I shouted at my brother a couple of times, Dark Topic, Serial Killers. He's the best writer I know. He's amazing. There's also Heist podcasts. They cover a lot of heists. There are also a couple of Canadian.
Please tell me, is it just called Heist?
Yeah. Heist, yeah, H-E-I-S-T podcast. And they're actually, both the guys are Canadian, Matt and Simon, but they actually live in L.A., which is kind of cool, right? So it's like a combination where you guys are at and where I'm at. So
this Heist podcast, is it multiple heists or is it one long story about a single heist?
Like one per episode. Oh, so they cover ones all the time.
Leash, do you watch Money Heist on Netflix?
No, but I heard it was amazing.
I haven't seen that yet either.
It is so good.
I gotta
good.
Get into that one.
All right, so I am in Heist Podcast. I'm checking it out. That is dope. All right. Well, Leroy, thank you for joining us, man. I really do appreciate it. I wish you much success and luck on your podcast, which you don't really need because it's already blowing up and doing really, really well.
There's always more room in the minivan to pile in more people. And I wish you guys all the success in the world. I know you're just getting started too. I know you shouldn't have
Thank
a problem
you.
Though. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Leroy. And if you guys want to check out Leroy's podcast or anything that we've talked about here on PodSauce, you can head on to our website, podsauce.com. We'll be right back. All right, this is PodSauce. Day is wrapping up, Leash. It's already over.
It's time to say goodbye.
Time to say goodbye, but you got something left for us, don't you?
One more little morsel of fun before I go, and a little bitty that we like to call, if you like this.
You like that. I couldn't help myself, Leash. I couldn't help it. Even though you're not here in person, I still had to steal your second line.
You just got to steal my shine. Why won't you let me be great? Yes, as Dax so eloquently jumped in to help me out. If you like this, then we believe you'll like that. If you like The Read, which you guys know, then we think that you guys will like, okay, now listen. Hosted by Sylvia O'Bell and Scotty Beam. It's sponsored by Netflix and Strong Black Lead, so they already got some really good backings. But basically, it's a bi-weekly show hosted by the two of them. They share what's on their minds, what they're binge-watching, their take on what's going on in the timelines out here. You know where we get all the real news in these interwebs, you know what I'm saying?
The interwebs. Where
in the interwebs where the real tea goes down. But yeah, we think that if you like The Read, then you will like, okay, now listen. some episode titles are, okay, call 1-800-HOT-GIRL. Very curious. Okay, meet our mamas. And then, okay, truth is, it says we're tired, but what they meant to say was, truth is, we tied. Okay? We tied. We are thoroughly tired. But yeah, you guys make sure you check that out. I think that you will love it.
Awesome. Well, we'll check it out. And big thanks to Leroy Luna from Excuse Me. That's illegal.
Wait, you see how I said it real black and then you said that real white? Excuse me. That is illegal.
Playing my role over here, you know?
We're all information, babe. We are all getting information. It's good.
All right, guys, if there's anything we talked about today that you want to know more about, make sure you sign up for our newsletter so we can just hand deliver it straight into your email box gently for you.
Very genteel.
Or head on over to podsauce.com. Obviously, we have all the links. Everything is up there. Anything we've talked about, Alicia's picks, my picks, any of the guests we've had on, it's all on the website. And make sure you follow us on social media at The Pod Sauce. I am Dax Holt. You can find me at Dax Holt.
And I am Alicia Renee, and you can find me at I Am Alicia Renee. And also, please don't forget to tune in every Wednesday because we're dropping that new on you. I tell you, I'm going to do a jingle for every single thing. We're dropping new episodes every Wednesday, guys, so you definitely want to tune in for that. But until next time, thank you all very much for listening. This is Pod Sauce. Be good to yourself. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.